You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Larry Reed is a master of shadow puppetry. He learned the craft the traditional way in Bali in the 1970s. Since then, his company, Shadowlight Productions, has developed its own style, using cinematic elements and contemporary theater and dance styles to modernize the work and make it accessible to wider audiences. KLW's Jen Chien spoke with Reed about collaborating with artists from other cultures to create theater that fosters understanding between all people.
When and how did you first get into shadow puppetry, shadow theater?
I was a student at the Art Institute.
Here in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, yeah. And I had been a Peace Corps theater director in Costa Rica.
And when was this?
That was in the 60s. And I came from there to San Francisco. And I thought that film would be easier to do than theater. So I enrolled in the Art Institute as a film student. And I was interested in masks and stuff like that. People kept saying we should go to Bali, and I kept resisting. But finally I got a camera, and I went to Bali, and the camera got stolen. So I had to change my plan a little bit.
You couldn't make a film.
So I started out wanting to learn mask dancing, and they said, okay, first learn the music. But I did. I actually ended up not learning it right then, but coming back to San Francisco, there was a school of Asian music and dance at the time, and got involved with that. Through that, started learning music, started learning dance, and then shadow theater.
And did you start learning the Balinese music immediately? Or lots of...
Well, yes. And I say that kind of in a funny way, because at that time, there was no Balinese gamelan here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Javanese gamelan. Anyway, it evolved.
Uh-huh.
This was an amazing school. There were 50 master musician teachers and about 200-something students that traveled up and down the West Coast following the school wherever it found a place to be for the summer. But I hadn't started yet. So with this guy, I said, I really want to learn this, because to me it was the original screenplay.
Uh-huh.
It was like a movie.
It was
like
a cartoon.
It is literally
a screenplay.
Literally a screenplay. And... he said, well, I'm studying in the U.S. right now, so why don't you go to my house and stay in my room and study with my father? And that was the beginning of a, 30 or 40 year relationship. And for the next 20 years, I was going back to that same porch and studying with this man and learning the music.
And so then when did you start your company, Shadowlight Productions?
In the 90s, in 90, actually. So my idea was to start a company and be able to do Balinese wayang while we created bigger projects.
Meaning doing the traditional form, but also kind of branching out and making your own stuff.
Yeah, because I had come to a certain realization. First of all, that I'd gotten to a point, having kids and all of that, that I wasn't going to be able to spend extended times in Bali anymore.
Uh-huh.
That I'd learned everything I was able to learn. And that, in fact, not everybody in the world is interested in Balinese shadow theater. But everybody is interested in their own culture. And I think shadows in particular have a different impact than anything else does.
So over the years, you have been experimenting with bringing modern theatrical techniques into shadow theater, kind of making your own way through using the traditional form. Tell me about some of the things that you've done to sort of hybridize.
Well, let me start with saying that this is not like regular theater. We use single point light sources.
Can you explain what that looks like behind the screen for people?
Yeah, there's a light source of some sort, and we've used several different kinds, but the smaller the filament, the more single point the light source is. And that means you get a shadow with sharp edges at a certain point. So it's basically a projector is only sharp when it's at the screen. But with these lights, you can be at a certain distance from the light, and everything from there on will be sharp. So that allows us to have puppets interacting with actors wearing masks of the same character or a different character. And then by using two or three lights or more, we can change from one light to another, and kind of magically we're in a new place.
I'm speaking with shadow theater artist Larry Reed, founder and director of Shadowlight Productions. Your new piece, Feathers of Fire, is a collaboration with the filmmaker and visual artist Hamid Rahmanian, and it's based on the great thousand-year-old Persian epic, the Shahnameh, the Book of Kings. Tell me the story of the Shahnameh.
Well, we're doing the very first episode in the book, which is...
which is 60,000 verses.
Something
right?
like that,
it's
yeah.
It's a very yeah. big story.
This is the story of the birth of the hero, but it's a prequel, really, to the whole thing. And it's a story of kings. So there's a general who's working for the king, and he falls in love with a woman of the court. And they have a child, and the child turns out to be strange-looking, with white hair, looking like an old man. He doesn't want anybody to see it. How could this come from me, he says, you know. So he takes it to the mountains and leaves it behind. And a magical bird, like a giant eagle, finds it and brings it up to feed the babies. But the babies get along with the bird, and so she raises him along with her own eagle children.
What kinds of things have you learned from studying and practicing this art form that you apply to your regular life?
I think I've learned an appreciation of mythology, and it's expanded, I think, an ability to understand all sorts of things, because it takes you outside of your normal world. And it's kind of like, I like to think of, you know, we all have dreams, and mythology is a public dream.